Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life.
Hi, everyone. So today I'm talking about a case concerning Kenika Powell. Kenika was a 28-year-old woman born on January 31st, 1980. She graduated in 1998 from Largo High School in Maryland. She enlisted in the Army 2 years later and served in Korea before coming back to the US in 2004. In 2006, she got a job at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory as a lab worker, and she worked for this company for 2 years as a top secret clearance security contractor. This laboratory, called APL, solves complex research, engineering, and analytical problems that present critical challenges to our nation, from the website. That's what they stated. 2 years later, she was still working this job in August 2008, and she lived in an apartment in Laurel, Maryland, and the apartment complex was described as quiet, and she lived alone. On August 23, 2008, she sent her family and friends a message detailing that a man unfamiliar to her had knocked on her door claiming to be from the FBI and wanting to conduct an investigation to her, and he named her Kenika Powell. He held a police shield up but no photo ID, so she didn't let him in. He claimed her documents to show her, and our mother Judy Forrest stated that Kenika told her the badge looked fake, and as a result of this, Kenika was going to install a security system. She looked out her bedroom window and saw him walking away. She called the police. Police came to her apartment 4 minutes later. Nothing was found. They canvassed the area but found no trace of the man. And Kenika thought that she was possibly the target of a scam. She reported the incident to the apartment complex. And 4 days later, on August 27th, Kenika received another mysterious knock on her door. And when she looked for the peephole, she noticed it wasn't the same man who had come by days earlier. But his motive seemed just as suspicious. He said, "Are you Kenika Powell?" And she said, "Yes." And he told Kenika he was there to deliver a package, and Kenika once again refused to open the door. The man left after that, but he did not leave the package or any other sort of note about where it could be. The next morning, August 28th at 7:30 a.m, there was another knock at the door. The same thing occurred, and Kenika would not answer. So her mother Judy said the police were called again, and the officer came out to speak to her, but again nothing was found. And as she was going out of town the next day, Kenika decided to take the day off work. So 5 hours later at midday, Kenika returned to her apartment after buying groceries and completing errands. She wanted to do this during the daytime light rather than in the dark. As she was retrieving her keys to unlock her front door, an unknown assailant emerged in the hallway and shot Kenika multiple times. She died the following day at a nearby hospital. Police claimed the gunman was waiting right inside the doorway and the gun was never recovered. She was rushed to the hospital, and the day she died was August 29th. Police immediately suspected that Kenika was targeted and that her death was not random, but they were unable to figure out why she was killed. Her wallet and keys were found beside her body, so it wasn't a robbery motive. She did work at that high security job, but investigators are unable to find any evidence that her work had anything to do with her death. Kenika's family members stated that Kenika didn't have any enemies or any scorned ex-lovers, and over a decade has passed since her death, and despite the evidence, there's been no arrests in her case. Her case is still being investigated, and there is a cash reward for being offered for anyone with information that could lead to an arrest. There has been speculation online that Kenika's murder was committed by Jason Thomas Scott, who was a serial killer who murdered 5 women in the area around the same time. He was a part-time UPS worker who used the information from the business to select and target victims. He was sentenced in 2012 for the shooting and strangulation of deaths of 5 women. He is suspected of many different burglaries and home invasions. However, some internet conspiracists have pointed out strange connections between her murder and the unresolved murder of 31-year-old Sean Green, an employee at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia. On November 12, 2008, less than 3 months after Kenika's death, Sean was shot 9 times by a masked gunman while waiting in a line of cars at a traffic light. He was murdered only 30 minutes away from Kenika's apartment. Another idea has been put forward that perhaps they originally were scammers, as her initial instinct said, suggested, and after the scam portion of the crime didn't work, the men retaliated against her for some perceived wrong, i.e. calling the police or alerting the apartment complex. So I will keep you updated if there is a person who is found. What do you think? Who do you think killed Kenika? I'd like to quote the following sources I used: Reddit, truecasefiles.com, truecrimedaily.com, and datalounge.com.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.